to welcome the new Chancellor, Denise Dutton, on her first day of work.
Chandra Prescott Weinstein, an astrophysics grad student who identifies as queer, helped organize the noon rally. Weinstein is proud the Regents took a bold step in hiring an out lesbian couple, but says UC administrators need to go further.
This recognition is coming at the expense of economic justice for queer and straight workers who are at the bottom of the pay ladder.
Formerly the Dean of Engineering at the University of Washington, Denton will receive a $275,000 annual salary and more than $68,000 to relocate. The UC Regents also created a $192,000 a year management position for Denton's longtime partner, Gretchen Kalonji, who becomes Director of International Strategy Development and will work in Oakland at the UC Office of the President. Kalonji received $50,000 in relocation fees. Michelle Tapiz, an administrative assistant in the Biological Sciences Department, is irate about the new position.
You know, we just don't have the resources like that right now, especially since our governor is saying that the state needs to have cutbacks.
The UC Santa Cruz campus has absorbed $14 million in budget cuts over the last year, meaning reduced options for students, fewer resources for faculty, and shorter hours for support staff. UC clerical staff have gone without a contract for nearly 5 months and complain of an increased workload from the state cutbacks. Tapiz says many workers who fear layoffs in Santa Cruz are indeed leaving for jobs at other universities.
As an admin assistant too, I can make more money elsewhere, and it's just not fair. I deserve to make equally what my other coworkers at other campuses make.
The protesters are also upset that mandatory student fees have risen by about 10% in recent years. Again, Chandra Weinstein.
One of the first moves of the governor's office was to cut taxes and then to raise the fees for students. This is really going to impact students at the very bottom, which is overwhelmingly going to be students of color. And I think that there are other options and that the state really should be seeking those out before they place the burden on the students.
Protesters marched on the Office of Planning and Budgets to demand a UC spokesperson address their complaints. Outgoing interim chancellor Martin Chemers sent assistant Bill Hyder to appease the angry crowd.
And I'm here to listen and carry your message back. I will not have answers for you.
Hyder claims he met with the new chancellor, who maintains that staff issues are a priority.
All she can do is raise these issues at OP. We're in contract negotiations, and we can't do direct dealing with the unions. We have negotiators that are dealing with the unions, and I can't go any further than that. I'm not a union negotiator. I don't have a voice in that.
Becky Klein is the president of the UC Santa Cruz chapter of Q, the Coalition of University Employees, which represents 625 clerical workers at the campus. Klein called for a worker strike and says their employers basically have just two options.
They're going to either listen to us now, or they're going to really listen to us later when they have no one to serve food, no one to ride the buses. We are the cornerstone of this university, and you need to wake up and find out.
Later this week, the results of an independent analysis of UC clerical wages will be made public. Vinnie Lombardo, FSRN, Santa Cruz.
If we're going to ask for something, we better demand it. So for one thing, which is a really simple thing, if we're going to say we're not going to leave till the chancellor comes, then we better fucking stay till the chancellor comes.